Maybe first you tell me a little bit about your company. What do you do in China?
So my name is Morten Björk. I'm the chairman and biggest shareholder in a Swedish company called Elpanna Teknik Sweden. It's, if you talk in English, it's electrical boiler technology. So we started out as a one of the reasons that I took this to China was I was in the European Union China meeting in Nanjing in 2009 when Sweden was chairman country of European Union. So that inspired me and I understood the real situation with air pollution in China and also the need to build up clean electricity to meet peak demand, which means I also understood that there will be a lot of electricity available valley period in China. And at the same time, I could see the problems with air pollution in urbanized areas. So we produce high voltage electrical steam and hot water boilers. We supply Chinese nuclear power station with startup boilers, but in particular, we use the high voltage hot water boilers within district heating. So these boilers can regulate 0 to 100% capacity within 30 seconds, which enables them to balance the grid frequency. So we can, for instance, balance wind power to the grid, thereby increasing the utilization of wind power in China. And then we also then replace coal-fired district heating. So we use both grid balancing and the price difference day and nighttime in China, electrical prices. And then we run the electrical boilers when the cost is low to store hot water in big accumulator tanks. And then we replace coal-fired district heating in urbanized area for air pollution reduction. And this has proved very, very successful. The company turnover increased something like 15 times in 4 or 5 years through this business.
15 times?
Yes. And I am also shareholder in a Chinese entity called Legend Technologies that is representing Elpanna Teknik in Sweden. So we have also created a business model that is very suitable for Swedish startup innovation companies as we replace the need to dilute shareholding to get more finance when you develop the technologies. So instead, we use organic growth, utilizing the size of the Chinese market and creating organic growth for Swedish startup companies. So I'm involved in several. So the business model is we let the Swedish company continue supplying the core components. Then we produce the bigger equipment in China for Elpanna Teknik, that was pressure vessel and accumulator tanks and stuff like that. And this way we can have both benefit of Chinese production, volume of scale, and we become very competitive in China. And at the same time, the Swedish company is then secured through organic growth with positive cash flow supplying the Chinese entity. And this is now a very suitable business model to take many technologies to China. And in China, we cooperate now with big Chinese investors like China Investment, Gershoba, Datang, many big companies, who are then our project investors for the different sites where we deliver. So the biggest site we deliver so far was around 400 megawatt, but we do small sites from 8, 10 megawatt up to as big as it gets. And this year we hope to supply something like 2 gigawatt of district heating in China using this model. So there are many benefits to this, both to Chinese society and Swedish society. So I think that by utilizing entrepreneurship, we can change society. And I also think that it's the only way, because if people don't make money on changing something, they will never change. So we need to find this type of business models, PPP, BOO, BOT, as a way of creating organic growth in Swedish technologies. We have a lot to provide. And Sweden also needs the Chinese market to get the volume up, to get the cost down for the equipment. And this is also a benefit for the Swedish companies, because they can then use things produced in China when they market products outside China and Sweden, becoming international players using this volume of scale. And at the same time, make a great impact to Chinese society. But if no one make money on what you do, nothing will happen, as based on my almost 30-year experience in China. So you need to find the business models to do the right thing instead of the wrong things. And otherwise, it will never be implemented.
It sounds you must have a good coordinating and assembling capability.
This is absolutely true. So we have our own landing platform that we have created in China, where we are able to do both commissioning, supervision of installation, quality control, procurement of equipment in China, and we also do our own feasibility studies. It's actually us doing the projects, inviting investors, EPC contractors, and also marketing the solutions to cities, hospitals, and Chinese decision makers.
When you talk about district heating in China, is it the same as in Sweden?
Yes, it's quite similar actually. The difference is in Sweden, we use other sources. In China, you use a lot of coal. And in the beginning, you placed coal-fired electricity district heating plants in the middle of the city to have a short way to deliver the heating. Now with the air pollution, you need to close these, replace them with other technologies, or at least move them far away. And then it's too far distance for the piping. So you have too much heat losses if you bring this hot water to the central cities. Mm. So it's a more efficient way to produce electricity without pollution, or if you minimize at least pollution and do it far away. And then use electricity, because with one of these el-panatekin high voltage boilers, you have almost 100% efficiency.
So actually, China's current boilers function as district heating. Only
material,
or the fuel is coal. So if they change it to
electrical
PNG
boilers.
Electricity, then it's okay.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So you have existing district heating plants that can be converted in this way. So, and the benefit is you don't need any gas piping, and gas is also polluting. With the electrical boilers, you can also increase the utilization of wind power and also solar power. So you actually have less pollution than with gas-fired boilers. But the most important is, of course, to use every means to reduce the use of coal, because that's the worst polluter. And now el-panatekin is a very good example, and we are using this same way to present to other technologies. So I'm right now involved in similar business modeling within Swedish healthcare. I'm also involved in within wastewater treatment, desalination. We're also now presenting additional development of our business models to bring more Swedish companies to China in a similar way, where we can also protect the IPR and the cooperation agreements through shareholders agreement, where everyone share the same interest and have benefits from the same thing, both on Chinese side and Swedish side. That's the only way to protect the long-term cooperation.
I think it seems very difficult actually. For example, Swedish, in Högadalen or Linköping, you know, that kind of waste burning, the whole installation move to China, it will be very difficult, right?
I think it's actually much less difficult than for China than for Sweden, because the difference is we did it already. So if someone did it, it's easier.
So I think what you do is you try to move them
Well, what you try to do, you need to localize production in China. Mm. You need to be global, a mix of being global and local. Mm-hmm. And the Swedish need to spend more time in China together with the Chinese rather than sitting behind computers in Sweden. And I did myself the last 7 years, I spent more than 50% of my time in China. So you don't do business sitting behind your computer in Sweden. So you need to integrate with the local society. You need to customize your project to the site individually where you are. And I think that's the key, and find the business models where everyone benefit. And that way, as the technology is already in place, with the fast decision making in China, with its enormous resources, both financial but also in terms of technology locally,
it's
fully possible.
Oh, you have a Chinese wife, right?
No, I don't. I have a Swedish one.
You have a Swedish one?
Yes, absolutely. I'm still married to my same girlfriend I married when I met her in law school in the 1980s.
Okay, wonderful. So you not only, I think it must be you not only love money, you also love China, right?
Well, the most important thing, we come to this world without money. We will leave this world without money. What makes a difference, what creates meaning, is that we made a difference to other people in our life. And that's the most important. But clearly, in China, that means you need to develop business models to enable the change.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.